Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough Green Room on deck today. John Catsimatidis, New York's favorite billionaire, will be here. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News weighs in on the biggest press story of the day. And Kristen B. Tate with stuff that affects your pocketbook. It's all straight ahead on Kevin McCullough Radio, live from the CoQ10ergy News Desk.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
A smart government says, we're here to bargain for the people. We need to get a lot back for the people. There's no question in my mind that's what we're going to achieve here. We struck a binding agreement. Mm-hmm. If they don't stick the agreement, it's all off.
Well, okay, that's, of course it's a binding agreement. This is really a funny story, friends, and we just touched on it yesterday. But so Amazon is now the bad guy. Back up. All the way to the start of the morning this morning, I'm on Twitter and I'm seeing all of the, I don't know, center-right and right of center leaning right friends that I have that are on Twitter, and they're all unilaterally going after Amazon. wow, this Amazon deal. Oh, Amazon's terrible. And I'm like, you sound exactly like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's like, oh, Amazon's evil. We'll kill Amazon. Ah, and I don't understand why my right of center friends are speaking like that, especially when. Well, let me put it this way. It's not like New York State is just rolling in new companies to open up new jobs all over the place. We've been shedding, what, a million jobs a year for the last decade? Companies moving out, can't afford to do business in New York anymore. So you have what has to be considered in every respect a major coup. Did you know there were 254 cities that vied for the Amazon HQ contract? I believe that's the latest count. 254, something like 54 different provinces and states and countries that were all bidding for this gem of development to come to their area. And almost ever since the announcement came out, it's just been, this is terrible here, this is terrible here. My friend Frank Morano, Joe Piscopo's producer this morning, called him the new corporate social welfare queen. Well, okay, let's assume that it's crony capitalism at its worst. Let's assume that just for the sake of argument. You're implying that the deal's going to be bad and it's not going to then reap any benefit for New York, that it's just going to be like a black hole. So I kind of reject that. But then I start digging into the numbers. We're talking about $2.4 billion in tax incentives that they got, none of which are federal taxes. And I would be against the federal government giving tax benefits. But I can hear Frank and Carol and a bunch of my other friends say, well, what about state taxes? Should they be given favoritism over others? And on a principled level, I would say, no, we don't want to be picking winners and choosers amongst companies. We don't want government doing that. But New York is not your typical place. New York has significant problems. They can attract new business, and they're having a hard time keeping the jobs here that they have. So how do you begin to fix that? Now, for all the kvetching and complaining and griping that they're having at Amazon, which I think is misplaced, Amazon's just going to go where the best deal is, right? That's what they're going to do. Why do you think they picked Long Island City instead of Newark? Because New York came to them and said, we're going to give you a better cut on your taxes than New Jersey's going to. And Governor Murphy had to like, oh, well, you know, Newark's still good. Like he had to, well, he had to say something to his state because he lost a major opportunity. But here's what I don't understand. Even if you follow the math, so they give $2.4 billion in tax cuts. If they employ 50,000 new workers, if you employ 50,000 new workers, and if your state income tax is roughly 8.82%, which is what my research team was able to come up with, that's what we think the tax rate would be for these state employees, you're gonna pay that $2.4 billion back to the state just through the employee tax base alone in about 12 years. If you have 50,000 workers. And then guess what? After those 12 years and that's all paid, you're in the black, you continue to reap that revenue. Now you're way into the positive. And I can't believe I'm agreeing with Cuomo and de Blasio over my friends of the center right, but maybe this is one of the reasons why it's okay for me to just say what I think and believe instead of having to toe the party line on everything. If you pay all of that back and you see the long-term perspective and picture of not only where technology is going, but also what it will do to the changing face of your state, now Governor Cuomo, who even though he's a Democrat, I still want him to try to do the right thing for the state of New York. Now he has a success story to go to other people and say, hey, we attracted Amazon. What do we have to do to earn your business? And maybe he gets it through his big fat noggin at some point. Tax relief is good for business. Maybe when we do lower corporate taxes, maybe the employees that all work for him pay more and offset it. But honest to God, every single... I'm going to have to ask Kristen Tate about this. She's the queen of the tax... She's the authority on taxes. But how can you ignore 20 to 50,000 new jobs
for your people, all the economic development that that will bring in terms of the people spending their money in the neighborhood where the job is at. And oh, by the way, it happens to be Amazon, who, if you listen to our Tech Tuesday segments at all, you understand they are so far ahead of the curve on e-commerce. This is a trillion-dollar company. Somebody wrote on Twitter, said, Kev, you're ignoring the fact that they got a $200 million state grant, which is like backing up the truck. Not really. If you're a $2 trillion company, backing up a truck that has $200 million in it is kind of like lint in their pocket. Which seems a lot to you and I because we don't live in those universes. But I'm just thinking the bigger good here is that you're gonna bring a significant swath of jobs to New York City, which has been shedding jobs at an alarming rate for an alarming period of time because of the horrible political leaders that have stewarded this city right into the gutter. So something good is happening. Now, somehow, it became Amazon's fault. Ocasio-Cortez, oh, Amazon's the devil. Oh, Amazon, they're lining their pockets. They're not doing anything that elected leaders in trying to construct the deal to get the deal done weren't willing to give them. So if you're going to be mad that Amazon is operating out of New York City, well, it's not Amazon's fault. That was de Blasio and Cuomo. But for the record, I don't think it's a bad deal. Because if they just hold to minimum standards of what they've earned out of having their first HQ, now having a second HQ, they will so surpass any subsidies and any tax incentives we're going to give them within such a short period of time, you'll barely remember it. So the $48,000 per citizen and the $200 million grant and the $2.4 billion in tax incentives, that's going to be paid back in about a decade or less, depending on the volume that they do. How's that bad for New York? I'm open. I'm not saying I have a closed mind on this. And maybe Frank or Carol or anybody, the rest of them over the course of this next week will convince me. But the more I read, the more I think about it, the more I do the math, the more it looks like to me like this was the right thing to do. Because here's the thing. You can't go to Amazon and say you have to move to New York and then say, but you're going to pay through your teeth every single thing you do there. We're going to make you pay the same rates as everybody. You know what? They will never step foot in our state again. If you want to attract business, you have to make the business climate in New York better for business. So maybe instead of repelling business out of the state, which is something we've become really good at here, maybe we should take a page here and say, let's do this again, maybe four or five times. Wouldn't it be awesome to import 200, 300,000 new jobs? High-paying jobs, good jobs, taxable jobs. We got to get off the cycle, friend, and somebody's got to give. It's not a perfect world. I'd love all businesses to get the tax breaks. But until that day, I'll take an incremental win along the way. I'm a pragmatist. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Coming up, Kristen B. Tate. Then we're going to talk to Brian Kilmeade about Fox News joining the CNN lawsuit and John Catsimatidis before the hour's out. It's a busy hour. Don't you touch that dial.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I've served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest
lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. It is a busy Wednesday. Much more straight ahead. Brian Kilmeade, who got chased out of the subway by some of those protesters a couple of weeks ago, he's going to weigh in next segment on not just the CNN lawsuit, which, interestingly enough, Fox News joined today. They did an amicus brief joint siding with CNN. Get his reaction to some of this as we follow through the big broadcast today. And John Catsimatidis, New York's favorite billionaire, will sit down with me before we're done as well. So that's all straight ahead. We do get to speak with Lady Kristen B. Tate every single week. Follow her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. And she's always checking in from the most exotic of places, you know, South Texas, Greece. I don't know. She's probably in the south of Spain or somewhere today. But Kristen, it's good to have you. Thanks for being back.
Great to be with you as always.
Let's talk a little bit about what I was just really going off on in that last segment, and that is the Amazon deal. You're one of my conservative friends that thinks I'm completely out to lunch on this thing. But I know that generally speaking, I don't want government picking and choosing winners and losers, but New York State is such a big loser right now. Like, if you don't start giving someone some break somewhere, how are you going to ever begin to even approach fixing the state economy here? What's your take on it?
Well, first of all, I don't think you're completely out to lunch. I agree with you that the anger that a lot of people have is misdirected. I'm not angry at Amazon. They did what any company would do. They went with the best deal. I would have done the same thing if I owned the company. What makes me upset about this, though, is that I was really hoping that, you know, a municipality that prides itself on lower taxes and regulations would get rewarded with these jobs, and that we would see a company moving into a place that has generally maintained a business-friendly environment, not just, you know, a city that's willing to throw government money at Amazon. I saw a breakdown on the numbers here, and it New York City alone, the New York area, each taxpayer is going to shell out an average of $43,000 per new Amazon job in tax dollars. So, you know, this just reeks of crony capitalism
now,
to me.
But wait a second. Are they going to knock on my door? So I'm living on Fifth Avenue on the third floor walk up. They're going to knock on my door and say, Mr. McCullough, you need $43,000 to pay for this person. Or is that a break on future earnings that there's multiple billions of dollars in revenue coming in will offset? Help me understand why I'm paying that out of pocket.
Well, of course, part of that's going to be offset. It's an average. So it's saying, you know, based on the average income taxes collected by New York State and city, this is how much in subsidies your tax dollars are paying for these new jobs. Now, of course, as you just said, some of that is going to be offset, and there are going to be some very good benefits of having these jobs come into the New York City area.
Right.
But, I mean, overall, you're still paying for those jobs coming in. You're paying for those benefits. Is it worth it? Maybe it is. But again, I would have liked to have seen this company relocate somewhere that has a strong track record of competitive business.
So why don't you think they... And I'm, you know, in principle, I'm totally with you on that. And I think that generally speaking, I would always think that way. But why didn't a Dallas, Texas, or a Colorado Springs, or a, you know, somewhere in North Carolina land this gig instead? What was it like? How, I mean, it must have been such a better deal for them to, and coupled with their need to be regional. So I think the part of the attraction of New York City is that it is a port to the world, and you can get to Europe very quickly. And I think if this is going to be a worldwide second headquarters, then there's going to be obviously some consideration to what that means in terms of distribution and so forth. But I don't know. It was interesting. I won't belabor that anymore with you. My people have already heard enough of that. You wrote a great piece this last week about how the Democrats blew the election last week. I think most people on my side of the aisle are going, I don't think they blew it. I think they did pretty well. But you're saying they really didn't set themselves up well for 2020. Explain how.
Well, first of all, I think the Democrats could have done a lot better last week. I think there could have been a massive blue wave. The problem for Democrats is that the primary process always weeds out moderate candidates, and you're left with extremes.
Right.
That's a problem for Republicans, too, obviously, but I think it's a bigger problem for Democrats. So they ended up running these really far-left candidates in states and jurisdictions where far-left candidates can't win. For example, Gillum in Florida. I think Florida is the last state where you want to run a Democrat like that. Gillum ran on a proposed $2 billion tax increase. Well, Florida, people move there because they want low taxes. It has no income taxes. People move there when they retire to get away from high costs of living. And it's obviously a big beacon for business development because of their low corporate tax rate,
right,
and lower regulations. So, you know, I think people like Gillum, and then we saw other Democrats losing elections like in Missouri and North Dakota. These people were too left. And if the Democrats had only run more moderates, they could have won these races.
And you're
moving into 2020, I don't know if they're going to learn their lesson, though.
Your premise sets it up well, though, because, like, if you look at where, like, say, Joe Manchin, for example, moderate Democrat in West Virginia, voted for Kavanaugh, and he was the only one that voted that you know was a Democrat in a Trump state that you know took a vote on Kavanaugh that got reelected because McCaskill and these other people voted against. I guess Tester made it, but the issue being that most of them did better if they were kind of seen as more centrist, is what you're saying.
Yes. Well, again, it depends where they're running. Of course, far left loons are going to do very well in states like New York.
Oh, Ocasio-Cortez, perfect example. Yeah.
Right. Of course, those people are going to do well there. But when we're looking at these moderate states, yes, the Democrats shot themselves in the foot. And when we think about a national presidential election, the Democrats are going to need to pull down some of these states, states that Trump won in 2016. And the only way they're going to do that is by batting to the center, not by batting to the left.
It's not really in their favor, though, because California is going to move up its primary to second or third in the nation. And you know that every extremist has to be out to try to win that. So it's good. That's going to be really interesting to watch. Good insight. The piece is called Democrats Face Tough 2020 Battle After Blowing Chance at Blue Wave. It's in The Hill. It's by Kristen B. Tate. And that's Tate's Take. Kevin McCullough Radio coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You turn the microphone off. You don't send some poor intern right. into a crowd to take the microphone away. There are plenty of ways to control it.
That was a pretty memorable moment of the president's press conference last week, and it's still being discussed. It's all over the place. And yesterday, of course, I think CNN made it a little bit worse because they decided to file a lawsuit against the White House. I don't know if that's going anywhere. But there is a very strange experience that we're having in America right now. If the White House isn't banning them because they're argumentative and sometimes strangely inappropriate in White House press settings, they're getting run out of subways and restaurants. Someone who has experienced more of the latter than the former is my next guest, Brian Kilmeade. He's the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Welcome back, Mr. Kilmeade. It's always good to talk to you.
I appreciate you having me on, Kevin.
So I was reading the Kat Timpf story, who got run out of the Brooklyn Bar last week, and I was remembering your experience on the subway and this kind of weird day we live in, Brian, that some of you, because you just work for Fox, you get treated like the devil, and then there's others that get to behave really badly when they get their press pass taken away. They sue the White House. Brian, what's going on with our industry right now?
I'm not really sure. I mean, the thing with us, it'll never be acceptable, and it's going to blow up even worse. And what you're referring to, of course, is I was walking down the street on 57th and 7th, and a bunch of these guys were trying to get me to talk to them by harassing.
Right.
And I'm not going to give them any content. So I went about my day, which I do for the last 19 years, is I go to the subway, to the train, and that's how I get home. In New York City, it's the only way to get home. Because when you're in a car, you just sit in traffic after 2 o'clock.
That's the way I do it. I'm totally with you there. I get it.
Yeah. So that's what I do. And I'm not going to change. So these people went over the top, and the good news is they got so much blowback, they took it down and brought their Twitter accounts private.
Oh, wow.
In fact, when I hosted Tucker on Thursday night, and we wanted to review what happened to Tucker in his house,
right.
They said, Brian, can we roll some of your footage of you being harassed? And we had trouble finding it because people were so outraged. And I'm not sure I did the right thing. I mean, the first instinct, if you're harassed, is to confront people.
Sure.
But there were two of them. And they were foreign. They were out of my reach. And their goal was to get me to react.
Right, right, right.
So I'm talking to security people. They say, get in a cab and just end it. I chose to ignore it. But then Kat Timpf goes to a bar. She's a contributor of Fox News and a writer for a magazine. And she gets harassed because...
She's one of the least controversial ones that's out there. Like, she doesn't really, take hard positions right or left.
She's sarcastic. She's funny. She criticizes the president all the time.
Yeah. And then, of course, Tucker. Well, Tucker, he's a fighter, at least on his show. That's one of the attractions of his show, is that he's willing to take on people who disagree. But I think he does it in a winsome way almost every night. It's weird, Brian. It's getting scary. And, talk radio is going to be right behind Fox News in terms of where these folks are coming down. I was looking at some footage last night at Ben Shapiro's speaking engagement. Where is it? At Ohio State. And the Antifa-like guys walking through the campus shouting F Ben for 15 minutes. This is what has become of discourse in our day and age. Now, referring to your book, is this new to our era, or did the people of Andrew Jackson's time also encounter such open hostility in their public dialogue?
I mean, absolutely. And the thing is, you have Andrew Jackson got shot, killed a man. And took a bullet in the shoulder, almost couldn't even fight the battle in New Orleans because he had a duel. And he was a second in the duel, so he's the backup. He was just there. And he ends up being friends with the guy later on in life. But, that day we're shooting each other all the time. It wasn't just Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Right, right.
That's how they do it, to test your courage, so it's not new. What I just think is right now, there's such a sense that I won, you lost. It's not I lead and look out, I'm going to come back and get, I'm going to pass you. It is, I won, you lost, and I'm going for the total victory. I'm going to put my foot on your throat and kill you. And then when you get in charge, you want revenge. And we've been doing this really. I date it back to the Clinton dress thing. They go impeach a guy that's lying, but is that enough to impeach him? And then they get the impeachment, but he ends up more popular because people identify with the over. The overkill on the whole thing.
Right, right.
Gingrich was on television saying, you know, we made a mistake. And then, of course, the Al Gore, George Bush, Florida mess. People think that George Bush was, his brother gave him the election. So people are really mad. And then 9/11 happens. People forget about it. Then Iraq happens and they say Bush lied. He didn't lie. We knew about Iraq. I don't know. That's for another debate. But they feel like they were lied to about weapons of mass destruction because Saddam.
Yeah. So your point is the rhetoric has been overheated for a long time, and we're just reaping the rewards of that. Let me ask you, does Jim Acosta solve that problem, or is he advancing it?
Oh, it's just total disrespect. I mean, should he be allowed to ask questions? Yes. Should his hard pass be taken away? No. But then you have a conversation with him. You show him your tape. You're like, you're asking 6 and 7 questions, and they're not questions. They're statements. It's not fair to your colleagues.
Yeah.
You go to call him. And what you do is, I would do this, and John Roberts told me on the radio show today, he's like, Brian, I'm not for that. But they have an unspoken rule about courtesy. You ask a question to move a story that you think helps you and your network and the country.
And then you sit down.
You ask a follow-up. And if the follow-up, you drop it. If the guy gives you another topic, take it. But it's not fair to everyone next to you.
Yeah.
But, of course, Fox had no choice but to back up CNN because if there's another president and they decide that Fox is not a entity they want to take questions of, they're going to say, well, I'm going to ban you guys because you asked me a really tough question. And don't get mad at me. We banned Jim Acosta. What did you say about that?
But I will say this. I've never seen anybody wearing the Fox News credentials act anything like that. And I think that's the way it should be. Brian Kilmeade's new book, not new. It's new in paperback. Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, New York Times bestseller. Brian, we appreciate you being with us.
Kevin, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it. Continued success.
Thank you. Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, New York's favorite billionaire, John Catsimatidis, right here. Stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. 1 and 1 is 2, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get 2 standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the 2 free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with 2 standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Look around, look around.
Most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
We will go to court if we have to. We will take legislative action if we have to. But they are clearly trying very hard to give the people of New York virtually no say about this whole deal.
That's State Senator Mike Gennaris, and he's saying they're going to go to court if necessary. The Amazon deal continuing to rankle, which is, I'm finding surprising, rankle the people of Queens and the city of New York. We're going to get my next guest's thoughts on that. Welcome in. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, live from the CoQ10 Energy News Desk. John Catsimatidis with me every Thursday, Wednesday. And John, I started the show off with a fairly intense monologue about why I don't understand, even if you give subsidies and even if you give a grant and even if you give them $2.4 billion in tax incentives, within a decade, if their job base pays the minimum state income tax, just their employees, they pay this stuff back within a decade. This is a good deal for New York, is it not?
The politicians are sounding out towards people that don't understand these kind of transactions for politics basis.
Okay.
First of all, nobody's going to write a check to Amazon for $2.4 billion.
Right.
The money is given to them over a long period of time.
By not paying taxes.
Over 10 years, over 15 years, over 20 years. So nobody's writing a check. And at the same time, they're collecting money from the company, the employees, and everyone. Now, let's get this straightened out. They're probably, if they're collecting $1 billion a year in taxes, maybe they're giving back
10% of that.
10%, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But if you collect $1 billion and you gave back 100, you're $900 million ahead of the game.
So why?
You know what the politicians are doing, Kevin? They are yelling and screaming towards the people, the uneducated people that don't know the truth.
Low information.
In our city.
Right.
And that is the difference between politicians and stuff that I do on my radio show and what we talk about.
Right.
Is telling the truth.
Right.
Nobody's writing a check. It happens. You're going to collect the money first. And then, after you collect the money, you're going to give back some nickels and dimes.
Well, it's a $2 trillion company.
And that number I know is like obscene. Nobody understands what
but
how big $2 trillion is.
People have to understand that. And what happens is I thought that Amazon was going to pick New York and pick a suburb of Washington. You know why? The two safest places in the world.
Power bases.
And you know what else why? If the average employee at Amazon makes $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, if you went to Boise, Idaho, or Wichita, Kansas, where are you going to go eat? You're going to go eat in the local Burger King?
Right.
What's good is you making $200,000 a year if you have to go to Burger King to eat? I mean, New York.
You are New
Washington,
York through and through. I love that.
Has the best restaurants in the world.
Yeah.
What good is making $200,000 a year and working for Amazon if you have to go to Burger King?
Well, I found myself in a very
but I
weird...
Do, listen, I do okay. enjoy McDonald's and Burger King once in a while. When I drove to Long Island last Sunday morning,
okay,
you know what we did? Me and Margo, we stopped by and had egg McMuffins and coffee. That was the best.
I think
best
Margo may be offended that you revealed her secret.
That
on
is
air.
The best egg McMuffin I had good. In a long time.
Well, I'm a sucker for the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit myself.
Okay.
But anyway, I can't eat fat anymore, so that's my problem. But this is the thing I didn't understand, because my center-right friends, my conservative friends, were against it, and they're saying, oh, it's crony capitalism. And then Ocasio-Cortez and New York politicians are going, oh, it's evil Amazon. Look, Amazon, they have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that the shareholder is getting the best return on their money, and they're gonna take the best deal. There were 254 cities that competed for this, and there were two cities that finished in the final round.
But at the end of the day, they want to attract employees that want to be able to be in New York, the greatest. I heard somebody say it's the greatest city in the world.
I've heard that,
and Washington, great city too.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Great restaurants.
Hey, real quickly, because we're going to be short on time. You and I were at the memorial service for our friend Dr. Herb London yesterday. Your thoughts on his passing?
Losing him at the age of 79 is tragic. I love the guy. He was a straight arrow. He was a good person. But I'm not sure everybody's familiar with. I think he had a few problems that he couldn't.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the cardiovascular issues until yesterday.
Yeah. But he was a good person. He was a straight arrow.
Hardest working guy that most people would ever know.
I mean, taught a lot of kids at NYU.
Yeah.
He was a truly, truly good person.
And got the most votes for any third party gubernatorial candidate in New York's history. Nobody that's ever run third party has ever done as well. 26% or something like that. So his claim to fame. Anyway. John,
it's almost as good as Ross Perot.
Who am I and why am I here? It's good to see you. Thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you. I look forward to you stopping in.
Big show on AM 970 The Answer in New York, the top of the hour. It's the Cats at Night, and it's all about what the Republicans need to do next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now. And if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for hanging in there. It's our Super Information Wednesday, and it's felt like that. Very interesting story to end with tonight, because I think it demonstrates a double standard. But I'll get to that in just a second. Hey, have you claimed your complimentary sample of CoQ10ergy? I've got two bottles of it with me today. One because I just needed one to get me through that 2 o'clock lull, and the other I'm going to give to my good friend John Katzenmatidis. He doesn't know it, but right after I walk out of the studio, I'm going to go give it to him because he asked me about it a couple of weeks ago, and I said, yeah, you got to get your free sample. A 16-ounce sample of CoQ10ergy is coming your way if you go to kmcfree.com. It is healthy energy that also revitalizes and energizes and hydrates. There is no caffeine. There's no sugar. There are no carbs, but there are a full day supply of vitamin B, all the derivatives of vitamin B, and 4 to 5%, 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10 that your body is so desperate for, and you can't get anywhere near this level of absorption in any other CoQ10 supplement. But don't do it for the CoQ10. Do it because you want healthy energy. If you are a former Red Buller or 5-Hour Energy, this is what you need without any of the bad stuff. So it's all the good stuff. It's good, clean, healthy energy. And a bottle of it is yours for free. KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com. And I'll even pay shipping to get it to you. Okay, earlier today on the CBS This Morning show, they introduced as a, on their Doctor Is In moment,
the new head of Planned Parenthood. And then CBS tweeted out, every day, Planned Parenthood workers serve more than 8,000 people in more than 600 clinics across the country. Dr. Lena Nguyen takes over as PPFA's new president. Such a whitewash. Such a stack of lies, too. Because while CBS This Morning is all touting that the new head of Planned Parenthood for America happens to be a medical doctor, when they're talking about the 8,000 people in more than 600 clinics that are being serviced by Planned Parenthood every single day, what they never mentioned this morning on CBS, they didn't mention it yesterday and they're not going to mention it tomorrow. What they failed to get across in this very important segment of The Doctor Is In on CBS This Morning is that while 8,000 people may go through Planned Parenthood doors every single day, more than 7,900 of them are there because of abortion. I'm Kevin McCullough.